I certainly would agree with that. And of course, now they took care of business, and you won't have to worry about the Petal Panthers. But this will be a good matchup next week, and we wish you a very good Thanksgiving, Greg. And we will look forward to talking to you next week after that ball game.
Hey, it is just awesome to still be playing around Thanksgiving, and this is just a fun team to be watching. 14-0. I just hope they can finish it out to make it all worth it.
All right, Greg. We appreciate you, brother. Thanks,
Greg,
man.
Eat some deviled eggs for me, brother.
You got it. See ya.
Thanks, man. I thought I was the only one who liked deviled eggs at Thanksgiving. No?
No, I love deviled eggs. I'm right there with you guys.
Now, a quality deviled egg.
That's right.
Now, there you go. You can get a few every now and then. They're not up to par.
Yeah.
But a quality deviled egg,
I agree,
it doesn't
that.
Get much better than
those
that.
Those are the ones where you go around to places to eat at people's houses, and you look down on the potted plant, and all of a sudden there's two or three deviled eggs. Those weren't exactly the ones everybody was looking for. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we've got Brian Eubanks going to be on with us. He's going to talk about all of the MAIS games that have been played up to this point. There's still some play tomorrow.
There's three tomorrow.
Three tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, one of those games, possibly two, may be in the rain.
Possible.
They're looking like the rain here in the Jackson area going to come in mid-afternoon, something like that.
Yeah.
So, if those games tomorrow are on, and Brian will tell us about this, maisnetwork.org.
Also, before we take a break, Will the Thrill, he's fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got all the brackets.
Right.
Officially, so I do apologize. I think I said Madison Central would host, but then I was corrected. Starkville will host. We've got every bracket updated courtesy of Will the Thrill, and we've got home hosts, all that good stuff that we can bring to you, let you know where the matchups are going to be next week.
And don't forget, Dr. Dave is burrowed into a hole somewhere in Boone, North Carolina, with his ham radio picking us up tonight straight off the air. Probably the internet, but he's up there, and he and Will work on these brackets, and they're on the app and they're on the website, so you'll know where your team's going, and you'll know whether they're hosting or whether they're staying home, and it's all there, of course, courtesy of the Mississippi Peanut Growers and Wendy's. So you look at that, and you'll know what's going on. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little more in Central football, but we're going to talk to Brian Eubank, too, and find out what's going on in the MAIS. Friday Night Under the Lights is made possible tonight by Mississippi Sports Medicine, and we'll be back.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure.
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef, unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy serves, and the doubles and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Friday night under the lights. Russ Robinson along with Jake Wimberly. George Broadstreet's here. Chris Saxon is producing. Steve Poston here. Ty Bailey is on the telephones tonight, and we're glad Ezra Wall is with us back in MPB Think Radio. And a lot of good football games being played tonight. Some really good matchups next week. But you know, if you look further than the state playoffs, you've got the Bernard Blackwell All-Star football game, North versus South, and you've got the Miss Owl game, where the best from Mississippi take on the best from Alabama. Trent Hammond, the head coach of Tupelo, will be one of the coaches in that Bernard Blackwell All-Star game. And Trent joins us now on the telephone. Coach, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
We're good. I know you'd rather had been playing tonight, correct?
No. There's no doubt.
Let's go back before we talk about the Bernard Blackwell game and kind of summarize your season for us, because you had a great run this year.
Well, we had a great year. We knew coming in that the one thing that couldn't happen to us, that we couldn't have anybody get hurt. We were a good football team as long as we were healthy, and then we had no depth. And, you know, about 3 weeks ago, injury bugs started happening, and we lost 3 D linemen and 2 running backs and a slot player, and next thing you know, we were limping in the time that you don't want to be limping in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a good run, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, and if you know, we're up here, we're 23-2 over the last 2 years, mm-hmm. but it just doesn't feel very good.
Maybe the only time in history where 23-2 just doesn't feel that good.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you this too. This is Jake Wimberly. You know, you're 23-2. And you don't feel good, that tells you where your program's
That's
at.
That's right.
And there's so many people, there's probably about 90% of the other teams in the state, regardless of classification, that would love to be able to say, hey, we've been 23-2 the last 2 years.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they do, and I will too in probably February.
Oh, goodness. Well, you've got some work to do, and you know, Jake and I love calling this Bernard Blackwell game because it's just a lot of fun. I mean, it's all out. But, Coach, how do you get – you've got so many kids that are good. How do you get them all into a game? Because you know you want to play as many of them as you can and win the game.
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we talked about in some staff meetings that we've had. We've got together. That's the thing that I don't think people realize that go into this game is the amount of time that goes into picking the game, and then trying to figure out where you're going to get kids and the rotations that you want to put some kids in and that kind of deal, because you do want to, you know, get everybody in, and at the same time you want to win. And then when you get there, I think it's going to be, you know, those first couple of practices that when we get together that really decide who plays the most and that kind of thing, because, you know, everybody's opinion will change once we get on grass.
That's
you
right.
know.
Well, and you know, down at Milner Stadium, down at Gulfport, where it's going to be, on real grass. And do you think that that's a positive or a negative?
Well, you know, being a school playing on turf, I enjoy playing the turf, you know, and get it there. But it's not that much different. You know, football is football, and when it plays, if it's, you know, as long as it's not mud, it's not much different, you know, because the turf that everybody puts down, you know, one of the big selling features is it plays like grass.
That's right.
You know, and so I don't think it's, you know, that much of a deal, you know, as far as And more than likely, most of the kids that are in this ball game play on grass. You know, it'll be, you know, just a handful, you know, or so that are, that are guys that spend most of their time on turf.
Yeah, and not that many will have played on blue turf.
Yeah, I know. you know, ours is a little different. You know, I have to tell you, I was opposed to it. You know, I was a traditionalist. I wanted a green field. I actually wanted something that looked a lot like Southern Miss's. I wanted it that dark green, light green stripes. And then when they rolled it out the first day, my, you know, my superintendent, he was adamant, let's go blue. Let's do something different. And I actually took it into the student body and set up Andy Scoggin, who's now down at Petal. We set up in the cafeteria and set up a vote.
Really?
And had a mock-up of a blue one and a mock-up of a green one. And our students voted about 95% for the blue one. And I said, you know, if the kids will like it, if they'll keep more kids coming out and more, you know, more kids interested, we'll do it. And we've had it now 4 years, and people still talk about it. So I guess they knew what they were doing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've done some games as a sideline reporter over there when we were doing the bright lights for C Spire, and I had a lot of fun down there on that blue field, but it does drive the cameraman crazy, you know, trying to keep all that hue. But it should be fun down in Gulfport, Trent Hammond, as you will be coaching in the Bernard Blackwell game. We want to thank you for spending a few minutes with us tonight on Friday night under the lights, and we look forward to seeing you on December the 9th as the North will play the South, and we appreciate your time tonight.
Hey, thanks for giving me something to do this Friday.
Thanks, Trent. We appreciate it.
Hey, I will say this. We went up there last year and played them. And played Tupelo, and when we walked out on that field, it literally, I had not seen it in person. I saw pictures of it.
Yeah.
And walked out on it, the sun was just down, just right on it, and it
glistens.
Blinded you.
Yes.
But by the time you got into the game, it is a really neat feel to see a football game in person on that field. That's a unique place.
It's kind of like, is it like Boise State? Sort of?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
It's a lot like Boise State. The blues are a little different.
Yeah.
But I'd have to literally see them side by side to tell you what the actual difference
it's
is.
It's interesting. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of MAIS football going on this weekend, championship style, and Brian Eubank and the Raider Network is covering it, and Brian joins us now. Brian, first of all, I got to tell you, I watched it last night, and, of course, you provided a monitor tonight. I thought you guys' broadcast was just second to none, man. It was just so good. The graphics are outstanding, and, you know, the camera work was outstanding, and just some really good football games.
I appreciate it, Ross. Well, not about a really good football game, but just if you're on the prep side, it definitely was. If you're on the Park Lane side, not so much tonight.
No, but that's just one of a lot of games that you've had to call, and you've had a pretty that West Memphis game must have been pretty exciting.
Well, it set the bar awfully high. You had a Trinity team that came in as an underdog, but a team that had been there before as a former champion. West Memphis had never won one, so they kind of looked like they had never been there before in the first few moments of the ballgame. Trinity kicks an onside kick to start that ball game. That's how the whole weekend got started. And they recover it, and they get all the way down to the goal line. And on fourth down, they score the opening touchdown. And then they get another possession on a fumble, and then they score again. It's 12-0 before West Memphis even knew what hit them. They come out of the first quarter with a 20-7 lead, play even football through the second quarter. And in the third quarter, it flips the script and goes the other way. West Memphis gets a pick six. They get another turnover. They end up going into the fourth quarter. And then 30 points in the fourth quarter combined between the two teams. And it was 48-48 at the end of regulation. And then in overtime, Trinity has had basically zero kicking. I mean, they were going for two almost every time. West Memphis realized, I'm going to get my teams confused. All these games we've covered.
And then
West Memphis gets the ball first in overtime, and they're looking to – they've got a kicker. They have a guy that can kick an extra point, but they also know that Trinity doesn't. So they gamble on the first possession of overtime. They go for two and get it, which means Trinity's got to come back, score, and get the two-point conversion just to force another overtime. And they stopped Trinity on four downs and won their first state title.
Wow. A lot of excitement there. And then that wasn't the only game of the day.
No, it wasn't. The night game was Tri-County and St. Joseph out of Greenville. And This is a team that, of course, everybody knows was in the MHSAA, and now they're in the MAIS for the past few years, and their first ever state championship. And they've got a young man that is headed to the Naval Academy, and he was electric last night. I mean, it was like it was really fun watching a kid that's going to play D1 football just absolutely put on a show. And he's got a little brother that's a sophomore, be a junior next year, that'll take over the reins for him. And it was close for a little while. Tri-County was about to get run, had the mercy rule turned on them, and then all of a sudden, Coach David Blunt, his kids kept fighting, and they never did hit the 35-point mark. It wound up being a 30-point victory, but you just saw the toughness from a team that was overmatched for sure in Tri-County. But they never showed any sign of quit and made David Blunt very proud. You know, they kind of become the Buffalo Bills a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the third time in a row that they've made the state title. The last two times they've lost, one of them was in overtime on a two-point conversion two years ago. And then last year, of course, everybody remembers the tough loss of Taylor Martin, that he passed away a couple of days right before they played. And that was just too much to overcome for the team. And you could tip your hat to them and understand why that would happen. And then they were just overmatched by a better team last night.
Well, and then tonight you had the 4A state championship, and you know, you had to wonder if Park Lane had the offense to keep Prep off the field, but they didn't.
They didn't, and it, you know, it's Jerry Neely. But really tonight, I was really impressed with Lovertich. He's arguably maybe one of the better quarterbacks that Jackson Prep has had come through there in a while. And you know, you had some really good quarterbacks, but
yeah,
you had some different systems that were put into place that you really didn't need a quarterback to throw a whole lot because of the running attack that Prep has had in the past. And Ryan Buchanan was one of those guys that probably could have thrown the ball all over the field, but took a team approach and never really got a chance to throw a whole lot when he came through. And of course, he still got recruited by Ole Miss just because of his talent, that which showed you just how much he kind of gave up and gave that team mentality to the Patriots. But Lovertich is a special player, and so, of course, is Caleb Barlow. I mean, you saw how he affected the game without even touching the football when Park Lane not once but twice kicked the ball out of bounds just to not kick it to him at all, to Jerry Neely. Yeah.
Yeah, it was wild.
Hey, before we let him get off the air, could he clarify, like, the game times for tomorrow's games? Yeah, Brian, is Starkville and Indianola at 2:30 and Simpson and Lamar at 6:30?
Yeah, the first game is the 8-man game at 11 a.m. Humphreys and Briarfield. Then 2:30 is the AAA championship with Indianola and Starkville, which should be a phenomenal ball game.
Right.
Bad news right now, of course, is it looks like it's going to be raining at some point in that game.
Hey, Brian.
So that'll slow things down.
I hate to cut you off, Brian, but we got up against a heartbreak. You do a great job. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
We'll be back.
When you freeze something,
it's for later.
But how much later?
There's no way to be sure.
But Wendy's is sure that if you want a juicy, delicious hamburger right now, it should be made with fresh, never frozen beef. Unlike some other guys. So that's what's in every single hamburger Wendy serves. And the doubles and the triples. Because at Wendy's, fresh never gets old.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking, what makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
It's football time again in the Dig South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Wendy's. And you're listening and watching tonight on FNUTL.com and listening on MPB Think Radio across the state of Mississippi. And Brandon Davis, I got to tip a hat to this young man for even being on with us tonight.
Yeah.
Brandon, have you figured out yet what happened on the Warren Center game?
No, I'm still trying to find my voice. This is an outstanding game at Viking Stadium tonight. You know, you tip your hat to Madison Central, a fantastic team. Came in and Warren Central actually helped them out, spotted them 14 points in the first quarter. I think we had 3 turnovers in the first quarter. So it was 14-0. We clawed our way back into it, actually missed a field goal. It was one of those nights where you almost had to ask yourself, what's next?
Yeah.
And I'm thankful my soundboard was working, you know, but other than that, I didn't play the wrong music or anything. It just seemed like it was one of those nights, but really proud of the guys. They held together. We go in at half. It's 21-20 Madison Central. Come out in the second half and drive down the field, and you know, we score a touchdown, and defense really stepped up. I thought the crowd was outstanding tonight. Like I said, we took a 26-21 lead, and then just Madison Central played field position and had an opportunity to win at the end, and of course with 17 seconds left to go in the game, Jimmy Holiday hits, I guess it was his fullback, and for a touchdown, Robertson, I believe his name, and just, it breaks your heart, you know, just a fantastic ball game between two teams. You hate to see any team lose, but, you know, that's football and that's life, so one team has to win and move on. So congrats to the Jaguars and Coach Hart, a fantastic team that fought through some adversity themselves, and it should be a great one next week at Starkville.
Well, and you know, this is 2 games this year that got away from the Vikings against this team.
Yeah, you just try to figure out what's it take. And it's a lot like Mississippi State and Alabama. You know, when you play a team like Madison Central, you can't afford to make mistakes. And Warren Central made mistakes tonight. 3 turnovers in the first half. We had a missed extra point that was kind of uncharacteristic, so we go for 2 and we don't get that, and that ends up being the ball game. When you play a quality team like Madison Central, even playing them at home, you almost have to play perfect. And I don't think our kids were overhyped. I think, you know, they were excited. The moment wasn't too big for them. Obviously they fought back and they played hard. It just wasn't their night, and like I said, you know, you just have to tip your hat to Coach Hart and the Jaguars, and just wish them the best.
Well, Brandon, we want to thank you for spending the time that you do with us on Friday Night Under the Lights, letting us know what's going on down in that area of the state. You guys had a great year. Josh Morgan just did one of the best coaching jobs in the public schools this year, I thought. And, got close. Who knows what's coming up next year, but we want you to have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving season, and still, even in the loss, have a lot to be thankful for, and we'll leave you with that.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me this year and appreciate all your coverage of Warren Central. You know, this hurts, but The sun's going to come up tomorrow. The good Lord's going to take care of us.
Right.
And we're just thankful we're going to have another day. And we'll be back. A lot of good talent returning on this team. And Josh Morgan, you can't bet against him. He's a great man, a great coach. So we're excited about the future over here on Highway 27.
Got a reason to be. Thanks, Brandon.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, it is time.
I was going to say that was really an exciting game. I caught a little bit of that on the way over here tonight, and that fourth quarter was really good. And that last drive that Madison Central had was pressure packed.
Well,
sure.
I think the picture that Jake has on his phone says it all. Got one of the Vikings laying down on the grass, just grasping his helmet. You know, heartbreak. But it's like Brandon said, sun's coming up tomorrow, and you know life will go on. But. You know, it was a microcosm of how hard these kids worked to get at that game. And then, you know, to know that you're within 20 seconds of advancing. And
oh, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I've got a stat before you get to your next.
Okay. Yes. Oh, it's Mr. GQ. Josh Jackson's on it.
All right, so.
We don't want to keep him waiting.
No.
East Central won tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have a tailback, Tony Brown.
Yeah.
Fantastic player.
Yeah.
2,200. And 27 yards coming into the night, 34 touchdowns. He scored 8 touchdowns tonight.
8?
8 in one? Oh, that's the 7-7 game.
Yeah, he scored 8 touchdowns tonight. So he just went well beyond 40 tonight. And he still has football left to play.
Are you saying that he might be a giant player for next week?
If there ever was one.
Wow.
8 touchdowns.
8 touchdowns. Good gracious. I'm not even sure Josh Jackson's ever scored 8 touchdowns in his career. JJ, what about it?
Be right about that. Absolutely right about that. You know, look, it was hard for me to make it off the bench and into the game. So, you know, touchdown was
hard. Some of my best touchdowns were scored when I was on the bench. So, hey, what game did you cover tonight? Big surprise.
I had Pearl and Hancock tonight at thought it would be a little bit tighter than it was. It's kind of one of those blowout games, which I haven't seen much of from Pearl this year, but they have gotten so much stronger as the season has progressed, and they're looking more and more like the obvious team to beat in 6A, definitely on the south side there. And they're just getting it done in all phases of the game. Again, it wasn't even Tylan Knight tonight. Dylan Kelly had a heck of a game getting it done. Special teams, offense, the defense is always going to play well. Just giving up, I believe it's 9.8 points a game during this season. And the offense is clicking now. Jake Smith Hart, a lot of chemistry there with Junquarius Patterson, the MSU commit. And they're slowly but surely, I think they're clicking at the right time. Similar deal last year. Remember when they went on that? Mm-hmm. 6 or 7 game winning streak toward the end of the season and rode it all away. And obviously, you know, Clinton had a great team last year, but they had Clinton on their heels for the better part of that game. And it was everyone scored first in that game. So looking forward to that one. I didn't expect, so I guess it's next week, Pearl and Meridian. Didn't expect Meridian to pull that one out against Petal, but they continue to get it done there, so it should be a good one. But the shocker for me is I thought Warren Central would be able to pull it out, and or they did. You know, they had the lead. There were 17 seconds left, but that Jimmy Holiday kid, just as a sophomore, blood in his, I mean, ice veins, like just, I don't know. He reminds me a lot of Jalen Hurts at Alabama, just very poised under pressure, doesn't allow anything to get to him, and he's really developed, I guess, over the last couple of weeks as a passer too, and he had to use his arm this time to win the game as opposed to his legs in the final second, and that shows a lot, especially for a guy that doesn't even have a full season of starting.
That's hard to believe. That's hard to believe. Your thoughts on Jackson Prep winning 6 state championships in a row?
Well, I'm a bit jealous since you got the call there. So,
and you know what my call was? Well, it's another night at the office, you know.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about this team. And I was thinking of questions to ask you when you come on the show tonight. And I'm thinking the main thing is, like, how long can they do it? Because Ely's coming back. Chance, I know, is a senior. Ely's coming back. They've got a lot of guys coming back. And anytime you have Ricky Black coaching a team, man, you can expect them to compete. And I think MRA, JA, Park Lane, you know, it doesn't, all of those teams are far enough away, just not close enough to Jackson Prep to even compete right now. And that's not a knock on any of those programs.
No.
To me, it's just the reality of it. And I'm excited for them. I've never seen anything like it. No one in the state has ever seen anything like it because history was made tonight.
Well,
so,
here's a stat for you, Josh. Of all the stats, first of all, Chance Levertich is 37-1 as a starting quarterback for Prep. Okay.
My God.
Jerry and Ely had over 2,000 yards this year and only played half of every ballgame. Okay. But the biggest, I actually had more playing time in the second half than he had. But the biggest stat, and this is one that's going to blow you away. They're 13-0. They played two of the MHSAA schools, and so the running clock wasn't a factor, although it should have been up at New Hope. But the other 11 games in the MAIS, they had a running clock in.
Wow.
I don't know if that's ever been done.
Wow.
I know. It's just hard to believe. And, you know, Ricky Black just continues to roll along. And, you know, it's not just, you know, Josh, it's not, you know, everybody going, well, you know, they're that much better than anybody in the MAIS. Yeah, they had some really good teams in the MAIS. And look, keep an eye out on JA.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye out on JA.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
So, you know, you got to play who's on the schedule. And Ricky Black and his coaching staff, they're the best I've ever seen at making adjustments at halftime.
Yeah. I've heard you say that before, and I see it for myself. Now, you're absolutely right about that. And another thing you've said previously, too, is that a lot of those assistant coaches can go anywhere and be head coaches. And when, you know, they always say you're as strong as your weakest link.
Yep.
His weakest link is very, very strong, to say the least. So, my guy, Coach Brewer, I would hate to be an offensive coordinator going up against him.
I need to come off the field making a mistake coming in to see him. All right, we are up against Brave. I will see you later tonight on Blitz 16, and we want to thank you.
Come on, hang out with
me. Yeah, I'm going to do that. It's always a lot of fun. Josh Jackson from WAPT, and Josh, we appreciate your time. Have a great holiday. We will talk to you next week on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Thank you, Russ, and likewise.
All righty. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, George is going to go back to the scores, all the scores. Now, they're on the website, and they're on the app, but George is going to take us through all the scores and the brackets and who they play. And so you're going to want to, a lot of folks just now getting in their cars and heading out back to the house. So get ready when we come back from this break.